Hi, this is Mike Obey, and I'm so grateful that you've chosen to join me on this mini audio course that I guarantee has the potential to elevate the joy in your life. I have absolute confidence in this because increasing your joy just a little bit is actually pretty easy, and I'll show you a few simple ways to do that. But the more committed you are to practicing and changing your habits, the more dramatically you can change your life and live in joy every single day. I've been studying from some of the world's greatest spiritual and personal development masters for over 20 years, and have taken the process that I took to go from crippling depression and anxiety to living joyfully every day, and distilled it down to its simplest form so that you can transform much more quickly than I did. So if you're ready, let's begin this journey to greater joy now. I'm going to start by skipping to the good part and kind of giving away the ending a little bit. At the end of the course, I'm going to have you make a simple decision, one that will make all the difference. And that decision is to choose joy. That's all there is to it. Just choose joy. Now, I know what you might be thinking. If it's really that simple, why do I need a course to tell me what I could have read off the side of an ugly coffee mug from the Dollarama? Well, of course, it's not that easy. But as trite as it sounds, making a choice to be joyful is actually the most powerful foundation you can have to creating that kind of life for yourself. The kicker is that we need some supporting decisions and habits to uphold that primary decision and give it more power. So I don't want you to do it just yet. We're going to wait till the very end. In the meantime, we're going to give you some simple tools that you can use to prop up that decision and make sure that it sticks. But first, let me tell you a bit of my story. Like many people, when I was in my mid-20s, I had a quarter-life crisis. Despite looking successful and happy on the outside, on the inside, I was questioning everything. And unfortunately, this existential crisis lasted the better part of 15 years and led to a deep depression that kept me from being all that I could be. I had moments of joy, but they were fleeting. More often than not, I was disappointed in myself. I was addicted to alcohol, addicted to negative thinking. And even though I had a deep longing to help people and live a life of purpose, I felt like a loser. I was awkward around others and was scared to put myself out there. I was constantly falling into procrastination and living inside my own head, which was not a good place because I didn't like myself. Imagine living with someone you don't like for 24 hours a day. Or maybe you don't have to imagine it because you're already living it, in which case, let's get you out of that state. At one point, after having a breakdown, I reached out for professional help. After a consult with a psychologist who diagnosed me with moderate depression, my doctor prescribed me a selective serotonin reuptake inhibitor, or an SSRI. For a year and a half, this drug brought me partway out of my funk. It helped me stay out of the really dark places, but it left me flat. There were fewer lows, but there were no highs either. Then one day, I made a powerful decision. And no, it's not the one you are thinking. I would love to be able to say that I chose joy at that moment and never looked back. But at the time, I didn't even know that was possible. At that time, though, I knew that I was sick and tired of being depressed. So I decided I would never allow myself to be in that sad, wallowing state ever again. I decided to never be depressed again, and carefully and slowly weaned myself off the SSRI. And you know what? It actually worked. For a decade, it worked. That is the tremendous power that making a choice has. If you make a choice with absolute faith and conviction, you can shift your state immediately and permanently. Mind you, you do have to do some follow-up work, which we will look at in a moment. But the initial choice, even though it seems like a simple thing, is the most important thing, and will get you much further than you can ever imagine. And so yes, in that split second, I made a simple choice to never wallow in depression again, and my life changed forever. For nearly a decade, I was okay. No pit of despair, no self-loathing, no suicidal thoughts. And it felt really good to be okay. Because compared to being depressed, okay was pretty darn sweet. But at the end of the day, I was just okay. At some point, though, I started wondering if there could be more. If I could actually live in joy rather than just being okay. I had long been a spiritual seeker and had many habits, such as a gratitude practice, Reiki, and meditation, that seemed like they should have been helping me to be joyful, but still, I was just maintaining that okay state. Then the light bulb went off again, and I finally put two and two together. If I could choose not to be depressed, couldn't I also choose to be joyful? One part of my mind, the hopeful part, was excited that this was a major revelation that was going to be a quantum leap for my life. But there was also a nagging little voice that said, "Isn't this just the ugly coffee mug from Dollarama talking?" Fortunately, I didn't give that nagging voice too much credit, but that little bit of doubt did give me a kick in the butt to make sure that this was a decision that would stick and make a tremendous impact. And the way that I did that was to put into place a system of consistent secondary decisions to support my primary decision to be more joyful every day. Now, before I discuss the specifics of those secondary decisions, I want to talk a bit about my philosophy of core joy. When some people think about joy, they think of the extreme bubbly giddiness that comes around every once in a while, usually due to a peak experience. The joy I'm talking about is deeper and more enveloping, something that stays with you in your heart, in your core, no matter what your circumstances. It's a joie de vivre, a spiritual appreciation for life and all its curves, ups and downs. It's the type of joy that gets you out of bed every day, thankful for another day of living, and ready to embrace everything that comes your way, not just when everything is going right, but even during the tough times. Core joy can be drawn from any number of sources, but the main pillar of core joy, in my humble opinion, is a personal connection with Source, Spirit, God, the universe, nature, whatever you call it. There is a great mystery, a powerful creative force that makes life go. And part of that amazing force is within you. You are divine. And if you can start to stay mindful of that on a day-to-day basis, joy will find you. If you can keep a soulful connection to that tremendous force so that it is seamlessly a natural part of your everyday life, then you will have a core joy that is practically unshakable. At its core, this divine force is love and creativity. And so our main pillar of core joy, that personal connection with Source, is best expressed as love and creativity. The path to more joy is going to be as uniquely individual as you are. But there are a couple of crucial factors which I am sure most spiritual teachers would agree are very potent creators of joy. These are, number one, gratitude, and number two, mindfulness. Gratitude is the simplest yet most effective way to become more joyful. Most of us experience gratitude, as a matter of fact, on a regular basis. When someone does something nice for us, we feel thankful. But do you have any daily habits of expressing gratitude? This is one of those areas where the old-timers and the religious folk had something going when they would say grace at every meal or say their prayers before bed. Gratitude is something that grows with regular practice. My personal gratitude practice has evolved over time. I highly recommend Rhonda Byrne's book, The Magic. It was this book that introduced me to a daily gratitude practice. When I first began, I would write out 10 things I was thankful for when I woke up in the morning, and I would hold a gratitude rock and count my blessings before I went to bed. These days, I try to do my morning gratitude as soon as I realize I am conscious in the morning. I express thanks for another day and think about the things for which I am grateful for 3 to 5 minutes as I make my way out of bed. I don't really need to write them down anymore, but I think the writing helps you to ingrain the habit when you're first starting out. When I go to bed at night, I also spend a few minutes reviewing the day and being thankful for the good things that happened. Eventually, with this practice, you will find yourself thinking random thoughts of gratitude throughout the day, and these will increase your core joy over time. Again, gratitude grows with regular practice, so make sure that you are counting your blessings right when you wake up and just before you go to sleep. In fact, how about starting right now? If you wish, I invite you to pause this recording and make a list of 3 things that you are grateful for, and just take a few moments for each one to genuinely feel the gratitude as deeply as possible. Go ahead and pause the audio now. Okay, welcome back. I hope you really felt that gratitude. Try to notice if you now feel lighter and more joyful, and consider what it would be like to start and finish your day with that same feeling. The next factor that will help you boost your core joy is mindfulness. You may have heard this word tossed around before, and you might not know exactly what it means. Here's a modern definition of mindfulness from the website mindful.org. Mindfulness is the basic human ability to be fully present, aware of where we are and what we're doing, and not overly reactive or overwhelmed by what's going on around us. Easier said than done, right? Maybe at first, but like gratitude, mindfulness is a practice and even a skill that can be built up over time. So how do you get started with mindfulness? Well, one of the best ways is with meditation, but for many people this can be a little intimidating. If you simply aren't ready to bring meditation into your life, getting started with mindfulness can be as simple as doing a check-in with yourself once in a while. Whenever you think of it, or maybe even you can set an alarm for a few times a day, just take a little mental inventory. How am I feeling right now? What was I just thinking about? The past, present, or the future? What is going on around me? How engaged am I in what I'm doing? By doing this check-in a few times a day, it gets you in tune with yourself a little more. If you do it long enough, it sort of becomes like a little subroutine that runs in the background so that you are more aware of yourself and your surroundings. Now, meditation is definitely a way to supercharge this process, and it doesn't have to be this big, scary, challenging thing. I believe the reason most people are intimidated by meditation is that they think it's about clearing your mind of all thought. Actually, this is a very specific and advanced form of meditation from the Zen tradition. There are many other styles of meditation that are far less frustrating and have nothing to do with trying to stop your thoughts. We want mindfulness, not mind emptiness. I'm going to give you a very simple script for a mindful meditation that focuses on breath. But there are many, many guided meditations available online as well. These offer a great way to get started with meditating, and you can try different ones until you find a style that works for you. If you want, you can try this meditation with me now. You will probably want to do this in a seated position, although lying down is okay too. Sit in a comfortable position for you, with your back straight and strong, but not too rigid. You want to feel alert and relaxed at the same time. I like to close my eyes almost all the way so that I can still see vague shapes through my eyelashes. Take a few deep, conscious breaths. Now try to relax and loosen every part of your body, starting from your toes and moving up to your head. We're going to rush through this a little bit for the purposes of time on this recording, but you can really take your time with this. So just starting with your feet, just feel all the muscles in your feet relax. And now focus on relaxing your calf muscles. And now the muscles in your thighs. And relax the muscles in your hips and pelvis. Now relax the muscles of your lower back and your stomach. Now focus on relaxing the muscles in your chest and your shoulders. Relax the muscles in your neck. And now relax the muscles in your face and scalp. And just take a few more deep breaths. At this point, try to take a few moments to notice how each part of your body feels. Again, you can start at your toes and move up to your head. In each part, is there warmth or coolness? Do you feel any tightness or looseness? Is there anywhere where there's other sensations, such as tingling or even a discomfort? Just take some time to be aware of them. Now we're going to focus on one sensation. You could use any sensation to focus on, such as the feeling of your skin or the sounds coming into your ears. But today we'll focus on breath. Just focus on the feeling of your breath going in and out. If your mind wanders, just make a note of what you were thinking about. Think of your thought as if it is floating on a river and going past you, and watch it float away. Then gently bring your attention back to your breath. Again, we're not trying to stop thinking. Thinking is as natural as breathing. Just watch your thoughts float away and bring your attention back to your breath. You can continue this meditation as long as you wish. When you're done, slowly open your eyes and come back to ordinary awareness while holding the intention to be mindful throughout your day. With practice, you should find yourself gradually becoming more aware of the present moment, and this mindfulness will naturally and effortlessly bring more joy to your core. So now we've seen that the habits of gratitude and mindfulness can help elevate your joy. These are two of the best examples of the secondary decisions that I spoke of earlier. The decision to make mindfulness and gratitude daily habits support your choice to live with a core joy. Now I'd like you to take some time to think about what other secondary decisions you can make to support your joyful life. For me, nutrition and exercise are huge. A few years ago when we were locked down because of the COVID outbreak, I started walking daily, and that evolved into running 5 or 6 days a week. At first, it was just to alleviate the cabin fever, but today I couldn't imagine not running. I actually love it, and I miss it on my rest and recovery days. I've also cut down drastically on processed foods and eat mostly fresh fruits and vegetables, fish, legumes, and simple grains. These decisions raise my vibration and keep those joyful thoughts and emotions more within reach. What secondary decisions can you make? To read more? To limit your screen time? To spend more time in nature? Quality time with your family? Or to adopt a pet? Again, I invite you to pause this recording and think about what secondary decisions you will make to support your core joy. I know that we live in challenging times and life can throw all sorts of difficulties our way. However, our attitudes and our habits are what keep us connected to the goodness in life. Even during difficult times, if you can have faith that your core joy is waiting for you to return to it, I promise you that those times of stress, grief, or sadness will pass with less effort. But you have to make that choice and support that choice with sound secondary decisions. You don't have to live in despair. It is your birthright to feel joy, and it is up to you to claim it. So now the time has come. If you want to make that choice, this is it. You've tapped into your gratitude, and you have made a commitment to gardening your mind so that you can stay in mindfulness more often every single day. You've thought about what secondary choices you can make to support your core joy. And so I invite you now, that you know what you know, to make that choice. Choose to live in joy. Choose to do the things that support that joy. And when things get rough, remember that your joy is waiting for you in your core and that you will return to it because you chose it. I want to thank you for staying with me till the end, and I hope this was helpful to you. My mission is to assist and encourage you in finding and maintaining a sustainable sense of joy, calm, and healing through workshops, writing, and speaking. If you want to learn more and dig deeper into sustainable joy, I invite you to visit my website at mikeobey.com or follow my Instagram and Facebook at mikeobeywellness.